enjoy 99.7 FM. My name is Enimo Enim Ado, and this is Strong and Sassy. So, apparently, June is Undercover Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. So, May was general mental health awareness month, but June is a bit more focused on the men. So, I thought, let's have a show about our men. But instead of talking about all the things they do wrong, today we want to talk about how come maybe we as women are not as supportive as we should be, and whether we're actually contributing to the mental health of, you know, the men that we love, or if we're actually the problem. So that's our conversation for today. Joining me is Ariel, the wellness coach. Hello, Ariel.
Hello, Enimwa.
Do you want to say hello to your fans?
Hi, lovely wellness tribe people. I know you're all listening. Thank you so much.
And joining us for the first time is Priscilla Armour. She's a clinical psychologist. So you're welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Very nice to have you here. Let me just shout out to my producer, Mirabelle, who is very, very important and very extraordinary. Thank you, Mirabelle, so much for everything that you do for the show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I love how she goes about inviting me to the show.
Yeah.
You know? The way she will send her message. So much on time, Ariel.
Yeah.
Mirabelle, you do well.
And how she has threatened that if I don't do this, I'll be in trouble. So anyways, let's just dive straight into this. So you guys, I don't know if you know, I think it was 2 years ago or so, there was a report that was done that when it comes to men's mental health, the number one thing that worries men is money, and the number two thing was women. Are you guys surprised?
Priscilla, is that true?
Priscilla.
Maybe.
Yeah. Why do you think maybe?
Because when a man is financially down, first of all, I'd like to say a good evening to our listeners. When a man is financially down, you know, men and their ego, even when they have nothing, their ego is still there. But yes, though, they want to have money and be able to be supportive.
Mm.
Because we know in our society, the men are seen as the heads of the family, so they always want to have money and be able to support.
Right. Okay, so why do you think women are the number two thing that worry men?
Well, I will not say that women are
The report said women are, you see what women do, the report said women are, so, Priscilla, so says I won't say women are.
So I think that when they are in, let me say, a toxic relationship or a toxic marriage, and the woman is not supportive enough, because as a woman, you have to be able to identify or recognize the abilities of a man and his strength, his weaknesses. So if you're not able to understand the man, why he behaves the way he behaves, it will be very difficult to live together. Because we all know society. Society has deemed it, I don't know, that men should always be strong. So if a man is going through any hard time, and as a woman, you're not able to identify when he finds things very hard, because they generally do not want to express it, because they have to be strong. That is what they know. So if you have to be able to understand when the weak times are, to be able to support him.
Right. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Ariel.
Yeah, so some of the factors, not only money, Priscilla was saying, the social norms and expectation of men is one of the reasons why they face a lot of mental health issues. The other thing is also when they lack security in their relationship. When they lack security.
Is security a thing for men? Because you know, usually we focus on security as a thing for women in relationships.
Yeah, some men also have security issues.
Some men also have security issues
in relationship, and that can be their source of mental health challenge when they don't feel.
What does security in a relationship look like for a man?
For a man, So some of them, so before coming here, I'm coming from a program, and I actually had told them from Monday that this month we are talking about men's health, especially mental health. So I threw it to the men. What are some of the things that the women do that
you don't
like, and you think it's what bothers you? They said nagging. They said women who nag too much is one of the reasons why they're unhappy in relationship.
So why don't they just do what they are supposed to do the first time you tell them? That ends the nagging.
Yeah.
No.
And then they also
don't and move on. Like, it's a question. Did you ask them?
So let me list the things they said, and then I ask the women to what they think about that. The men says the women too, when you help them 1 minute, then they want to put all the work on you. They don't want to do anything anymore. And some of them also feel that when it comes to respect, they want the women to welcome them when they get home. Let them feel like, oh yeah, you are home. We really know that a man is home, you know, that kind of acknowledgement. So some of the things that women do that bothers them are some of these things. But mostly, statistically, women go through a lot of mental health issues than men. That's what is known statistically.
So I just got a message from somebody who's listening, and he said he was timing us from the beginning of the show to see how long it will take for us as women to blame men for their mental health issues, and somehow it has nothing to do with us.
Yes.
Which is what...
Yes, so like Priscilla said, if you have someone who has mental health issues, 90% of the time, it may not be your cause, but you need to be able to identify so you can support them.
You people, seriously, the title of today's show
is that we are the cause.
Women,
we
are the problem or the solution to a man's mental... But you're talking about how it is their own...
No.
Anyway, wait.
Yeah, so I'm giving you some of the reasons why.
So we did a vox pop.
Okay.
We asked the men a question.
Okay.
Which I can't remember, even though it was my question. But let's listen to their answer. I'm sure from their answer we'll know what the question
is.
Hello, good evening. My name is Samuel. I'm of the opinion that one of the things the ladies can do that would be helpful is effective communication. Of course, I do understand that ladies in today's world have become very verbal about how men do not understand their emotional displays. Note that we were raised in a family where we communicate our feelings, or the ladies we had acted based on seemingly outdated principles. So there wasn't really room for personal expressions and personal inclinations. So if there's something wrong with the lady, she talks about it. If there's something you're doing with her that's not nice, you get to know about it. Or even if it reaches a place where she's unable to articulate her feelings effectively, maybe she shows certain signs. But women of today just quickly get themselves into groups, do not articulate properly. And guys are very logic beings, very logic, completely logic. Only few are very emotionally alert in the sense that they can pick up on certain emotional displays. So I think communications for ladies will go a huge way, a long way. Effective communication, actually.
As a man, what women can do simply to make our lives easier is, it's not much actually, it's just by giving men the peace of mind. I mean, allowing men to have their peace, not always nagging and always complaining, always, you know, sometimes men have to think. We have to think. We have a lot of things to do and we need to think. So the constant nagging, constant complaints, and already there's pressure from work, there's pressure from the house, there's pressure from all over. I mean, being a man is not that easy. So if a woman that is supposed to be the peace that you enjoy when you come back to the house is also giving you all sorts of problems and not giving you the peace that you're looking for, it adds up to the pressure. So, I mean, the only thing a woman can do to help a man ease the pressure is just to give him a peace of mind. I mean, speaking as a man, a peace of mind is all that a man needs. You know, when there's peace, a man is able to flourish. So, yeah.
Joy, 99.7 FM.
After a long day at work and all the stress that I've gone through at work, I don't expect to get home, or I don't expect to get a call from my woman where she comes nagging or, you know, talking plenty, demanding for stuff. I think at that very moment, I need my woman to ask me how I'm doing, how was work. A woman should be ready to listen to me. Also, one thing that gives me a lot of pressure is when I'm broke. So the best time or the best kind of sweet moment will be where my woman says, Kojo, you know what, I have sent to your mobile account or accounts this amount of money, and kindly, I know things are not going well, so you just keep it on you, and then when things are better, I know we're going to be happy. Charlie, I think that is a woman I would want to be with, and a woman that I would want to really have in my life. Sometimes men too need money. In fact, we always need money, just that the African setting has made it the other way around.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah. Nagging pressure.
But the only, the only thing I would agree with them is their effective communication.
You don't agree with anything else. So the question was, how do we make our... We asked men, how can the women in your lives make life... Or how can the women make life easier for you? And this is what they said.
Because with the nagging... Anyway, some women nag, but they are using this as a very big excuse to... Yes, because sometimes they don't do what they have to do. Mm-hmm. And then they hide, they cover it with so many things. And when the woman complains about it, they say she's nagging.
No, I get what you're saying. I get what... I don't like the term nagging as well, because I've always felt that men... hide behind nagging,
the word nagging,
because
the whole thing is, I mean, this evening I was sharing it where I was coming from, that sometimes it is personal dynamics. Somebody said, I mean, if I help my wife in the morning one day, the next time she's expecting me to do it, so I won't do it again. It may be the sort of thing that's happening in your home. That doesn't mean it's happening in every home, you know?
I have a fundamental problem with that.
You know, and I'm asking, but what is wrong with continuing to help with that if that gives her also...
Why is it helping her, though? Like, is it not your house, too?
Exactly. That's the same thing I was asking. So sometimes the word nagging can be used wrongly. I mean, nagging is not when you're asking for what is rightfully... I mean, necessary or needed. Nagging is when you are always making, I mean, big issues out of small things. Every day there's something. But if a woman is asking for her needs to be met, I don't think it's nagging. But, well, the men say we nag, so we need to hear them and try not to nag. They say we give them pressure.
Mm.
We should try not to give them pressure.
What kind of pressure?
But somebody mentioned peace of mind, and that's what I want to, talk about. Nobody can give you peace of mind. You have to give yourself peace of mind. And giving yourself peace of mind requires you to come to a place of understanding your own choices.
I don't think that's what they meant.
Which one is the worrying?
The peace of mind is don't talk too much.
Uh-huh.
Don't leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
When I say something, just understand it. When I say I'll do something, I will do it. I'll do it.
Don't ask again.
Like, stop worrying me.
That's the nagging again.
That's the peace of mind.
We come back to the nagging again.
I'm just interpreting the peace of mind. I'll confuse here for, does that know what peace of mind?
No.
That's what it is.
The thing is, even the men, they overwork themselves. They themselves put a lot of pressure on them. They want to do everything in order to provide everything. And if they don't take care of their personal health too, that can cause them to even feel so stressed that the little thing the woman says, she's nagging.
They're irritated, yeah.
Wow, yes. You guys. Yeah. So basically, nothing is our fault.
No, it's not that it's our... So you want us to say it's our fault? When we come to mental health, we are looking at how someone thinks, how they feel, and their behavior. So how you are thinking is based on your perception about something. So that is one foundation we need to establish. You are thinking about something based on your own perception. That thought pattern gives you a certain feeling of either anger or anxiety. Now, if a woman is beside you who is also not aware of what you may be going through, and also comes nagging, let me use the word, then they are escalating your mental health for you. So we can't put the blame or the cause of a mental health on anybody. Even the woman can't say the man is the cause of their mental health, because it's your thought pattern that makes you feel a certain way, makes you behave a certain way. And so you have to know, why am I thinking this way? That is also another conversation on its own. But the whole thing is, if somebody is going through something, they expect people around them to behave in a certain way so that they feel okay. So when women don't understand where the men are, and so they also think, I can do anything I want around them, then they are escalating their mental health. I think that is where the problem is. But where it is that because the woman asks for money to cook, that's why I have mental health, that is difficult to analyze. Because,
oh, I don't think any of
them. No, they didn't. But I'm trying to say, I can't blame a woman if she's asking for money to cook as the cause of her mental health. Nor can I blame a woman who says, help me to manage the home because we have toddlers and the pressure is too much.
But I think
so
the men have been clear on what is a problem for them.
Yes.
And so I feel like, are we going to acknowledge that this is a problem for them and take a step back and see how we contribute to that?
Yes. Nagging, one. They want peace of mind. They don't want you to nag. They want support financially. So if you're a woman and you have a man and you can afford to support financially, that should be communication. Okay, I'll do school fees, or I'll do the kids' food to school so that you pay school fees. These are things we need to talk about. But if they are not discussed and you sit back thinking the woman should also know, here we are culturally.
We do this all the time, we women.
Yes.
We expect them to know when we haven't said
exactly
anything.
So the men also sometimes we don't communicate. We expect the woman to know, I can't do it all, why don't you also
help me? Yeah,
exactly. So like the guy said, communication is key. If we are communicating effectively, there won't be leave me alone, you are nagging, you are all that, because we will have things a bit more clear and we'll all understand each other. So I think where they are coming from is true, those are their problems, but how would we know that these are the things? Do they communicate with their women that I need this space? When I come home, give me 30 minutes to chill before you start telling me anything. Ask me about my day. You know, come in.
That's a big one. I've heard a lot of men say when they come home,
yeah,
it's like they are met at the gate
with
their stories and their problems, and they just want time to. But then, I mean, on the flip side, it's like we've been waiting for you the whole day to come home.
And you are now coming, so we need to tell you everything.
From the gate. From when we open the gate.
So this brings in the problem about relationship where we don't nurture the relationship. So there are no times we get to be on our own. So the only time I'm seeing you is when you are coming home. The next morning, we are preparing to go. So to be able to, I mean, eliminate some of these things, we need to create time for ourselves as partners, so that all these things can sometimes come on at a place that we are in a very good mood to receive it.
Yeah.
But if we don't cultivate these kind of activities to nurture the relationship, then the woman needs to talk. You know, as for a woman, I want to let you know what's going on in the house. The kids need this. This is happening. The landlord called. My mother said, your mother said. They want to tell you. But you, the man, also feel, I don't want to hear it. But she thinks, I need to let you know. So there should be a plan in the relationship. When we have time or weekends to go out, when we are going for our morning walk, we can talk about these things. When I come from work, let's just relax, have dinner, and maybe chill on a green tea. So communication is the foundation.
Who chills with green tea?
I chill with green tea.
Okay, Brisa, do you want to say something?
Yes. So, as I said earlier on, with effective communication, it's very important. As one gentleman said, but one issue about that also is the same thing I mentioned, the men sharing their problems. I don't know, it's a societal something. Sharing their problems means they are weak to them, some of them, that's what they think. So if you're a woman and you're not able to really identify when they are down, when they want to say something but they can't say it, when they want to talk, when their mood has changed, you must be able to identify these things and try to open a conversation. Because if you don't do it, they are not going to talk, and they keep mounting it up. And before you realize, they are so stressed and depressed and maybe even anxious. Mm. So the effective communication, I think, is a skill that women have to learn. They have to learn when to even talk to the men.
Mm.
After they are home from work, when to approach them. I think that when you allow them to
settle,
and then maybe after eating or taking their bath, and then what you want to say, you can say it to them. So I think that will also help.
I think that's a big one. The giving them space when they come home, and letting them like simmer for a little while. And then maybe actually just waiting for them to find up. You. But we are not patient like that. That's the problem.
I think we are not cultivating our relationship.
Mm.
We just think anything is anything.
But you have to be mindful.
We are not conscious about our relationship. Mm. Yes, that's what I want to say. So we're not, okay, let me pause. This is not the right time. I mean, I do it even with my colleagues, my family, before I'll talk about something, I create the space. I check people's where they are. Is that the right time to bring this conversation? I think it's something we should start doing in our relationship as well. The fact that the person had to do it doesn't mean any time, any day, in the morning, 6 o'clock, when he wakes up, no, you just start going on and on and on. And we are all different people. Our moods, some people are peak in the morning. They wake up at 4. Me, I can wake up at 4 and I'm laughing already.
Yeah.
You know, some people wake up and they have to go 2 hours to really come in. So you need to know your partner.
Rebooting.
Yeah, so you need to know your partner and understand how they respond to these things. I always say it's that when we go into marriage or relationship, we forget about the fact that the marriage is not just about the things we are there to do. Something brought us. How we felt about each other brought us. We shouldn't forget how to nurture that feeling for each other. But we come into it and it's about the children, it's about the bills, it's about... We forget all the nice things we used to say about each other.
Yeah.
All the nice things we knew about them. We forget all about it. All we know is the things that now we need to do to show up and all that. So there should be that awareness. When is the right time to even ask? When is the right time to communicate about something that are my dreams, even your dreams? Sometimes you may raise them at a point that you scare the man. Just say, I don't have 1,000 Ghana cedis. You are thinking about a dream of 5,000,
yeah,
you know?
It
becomes a stressful thing for them. So we need to just be aware and find the right time to communicate. It's very, very important.
So I got another message from one of my male friends who said that one of the things that really stress men out in a relationship is how women feel like they are not responsible for the sex life of the relationship. So they're always leaving the initiation to them.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, sometimes they also want to feel wanted.
You want them.
You know, yeah. So why are we like that? Why are we not, you know, as forward maybe? I mean, I don't know who is not forward. Those who are not forward, why are they not forward?
Because you are forward.
Why are they not forward? You know what I mean?
I think, for me, I think it's two things. Some of them because of religion, and some of them because of society. If a woman initiates, they term it like the woman is a bad woman. I don't know when this will stop.
Like she's a bad girl.
Like she's a bad girl. Even in marriage, when the person is married and the woman initiates, she feels like, hey, my husband would say I'm a bad girl, so they will draw back. And it's a problem because I think the woman should also initiate for the man to feel loved, because men really love to be pampered. They want to be cared for, they want to be appreciated. So if you don't initiate, they feel like they have to do their work by themselves all the time, and it's supposed to be mutual. Mm. Yeah.
So that was society. So then religion, because you said religion.
Yes, and religion, that's another thing. Like, even in a, I'll use a Christian marriage, because that is what
you know.
Yeah, that's what I know. So in even the Christian marriages, some of the marriages that break very often is because one of the reasons is because of this, because they feel like if I involve so much, it's kind of wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know where they get that from, mm-hmm. because you are married and your husband
part
is yours.
It.
You are for him. You can do it anytime, anywhere you want to do it. And even they feel shy to to do certain things with their own yeah. husbands. Yeah. And I don't know where they get that from.
We got it from the fact that we were told right from the beginning, it's wrong to be with a man growing up. Yes.
Oh, okay.
You know, so women.
There's always
your parents
a
is
sense
like,
of shame.
Yeah, don't yeah. go near the men. The men are not good for you. Right from adolescent age, we are being told to stay away from men. And then we grow up and then we are being told to go back to the men. Now we go and we have a mindset already, culture, to think that it's wrong for me to do these things. Now we are in it to do the same thing. So there's a conflict. And we've built the mindset right from childhood that it's not good to do these things. So if you don't unlearn as a woman and relearn and keep learning, you'll be stuck with this old mindset. And it's a protective mechanism that maybe our parents were using in the past to protect us from
teenage
pregnancy and all those things. But I think it goes so much that because of how the mind works, we wire it into our subconscious and we feel, if I let go to let men know that this thing, I love it, I enjoy it, I want it every day, then I'm a bad girl. You know, I've had a lot of women feeling like
that.
And I mean, we need to work on it.
Because you and I had a conversation on our podcast about even like showing that you're skilled, showing that maybe you know how to, how do I put this at 7 o'clock appropriately?
Put it.
You know, So let's say you know really know how to eat a banana.
Yeah.
Right? Like even showing that you can do
you
that.
You can do it.
You know, in your mind, you're like, are they going to think that you've been eating a lot of bananas? You know?
Because you're excellent at doing it.
Or, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's always at the back of your mind.
Yeah.
I think also in our conversations as Ghanaians or as Africans, there's always some sort of judgment towards women when it comes to sex and sexuality.
Yeah.
So, you know, you enter a relationship and we value purity, which I don't think is wrong, but sometimes it's over elevated. So you can't be free. You have to pretend
to be chaste.
You can't find the
balance.
Pretend like you don't know how to do this, and so that he doesn't think that. And then it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get that. Yeah, men would like us to initiate.
Yeah.
So we should.
Yeah, we need to do it. We need to do it. I mean, you should go naked in front of your man and dance and tell him how much you are ready, you know?
Yeah.
You should be able to do it.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of women who can't even stand naked in front of
their. You should start with
own.
Dirty texts, actually.
Texting and doing things, telling him. And I tell my women this when I'm coaching them. I tell them all these are my master classes. You need to do it.
You tell us more of what we need to do. We are very interested.
Anymore.
Priscilla, we're not interested.
Anymore. Yeah, I'm interested. One thing I know is you have to, you see, sometimes when the man wants a certain position, they feel like, hey, the usual one they know, like the missionary.
Yeah.
So when there's a new style or position they want to explore, then the woman will be like, hey, this one there is bad, it's wrong.
Yeah.
That's another problem that they have to
women have to
work on.
That's true. Like I was saying, one of the things I always encourage women to do is let your man know you love sex, you like it too. It's not just a duty. you also acknowledge it's part of something you need.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't let that acknowledgement show, that adds to the confidence of men, knowing that sexually a woman also wants me. It adds to their confidence as men. And so we need to find ways to, I mean, let men know, yeah, be a bit sexual about ourselves, you know, show, be sexy, buy sexy evening wears, that once in a while you initiate that this evening is for, you know, special nights, light a candle, wear some red nightgown and create the scene.
Create the atmosphere.
Create the atmosphere. Let your man know that you really, today is your day. I want you, tell them how you want them to take care of you. A lot of women don't get the climax. They don't get orgasm, and they don't, a lot of women don't know what it is.
Mm.
And it's because we are always tensed when we are having sex.
So I think that fundamentally, and maybe the takeaway from this, is that sex is very important to a man.
A man, it is.
As important as affection is to a woman, is sex. I've come to learn over the years that sex is not a want for a man, it's a need. And sometimes there's a gap between, for women, because for women, most of the time, it's a want.
Yeah,
it's not necessarily a need.
Yeah.
So over the years, I've realized that we tend to almost berate men for their sex drive, or almost, you know, humiliate them and make it seem like, oh, you did like this, you're like that.
The women today mentioned it.
Oh, they did.
They did.
Okay, yeah.
You know, every day they're asking for it. That is one of their reasons that, as well.
But then,
know?
I mean, every day you eat.
Yeah.
You know what? Every day you want a hug as a woman. Every day you want some sort of affection.
Yeah.
So if you understand that it's like a very basic need of a man, then you can approach it with more compassion and empathy.
Yeah.
And I think that when men are getting enough of it at home, mentally, they're able to deal with the world
in a better, more,
so
a better,
yeah,
way.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Psychologically, it keeps them relaxed.
Yeah.
Because after sex, even if they have sleep issues, after sex, after a good sex, they're able to sleep very, very well. So it's very important for their mental health. So it's very good.
Yeah. So we talked about nagging. We've talked about sex.
Financial pressure.
We've talked about communication.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for you today in your program and all of that, what else do you think, you know, would have come up that is a contributing factor to how women affect a man's mental health?
One thing I have come to know over the years that affects men's mental health from women is women placing their source of happiness at the foot of men.
That's a lot of pressure.
That's a lot of pressure. Making it seem you are the reason I'm unhappy.
The reason I'm alive, you're the center of my world.
You have to make me happy. It's one of the biggest thing anybody can put at anybody's feet, that it's because of you I'm miserable in this life.
Hey.
It's not easy on men, and it's not their responsibility to. Nobody can do anything always for you to feel happy. I think one of the things women really affect men with is that obligation, make me happy, you know, and this make me happy can go to so many things. Either give me money for me to be happy, stay home for me to be happy, call me, you haven't answered my message. You know, a lot of petty, small things that we shouldn't be so miserable about it to let men feel they are failing.
Because we're hyper-focused. Sometimes we're hyper-focused, hyper-vigilant. And I think, just because of what you're saying, I think that women, we owe it to our men to heal ourselves.
Exactly.
So that we're not... Because an unhealed woman, if you're dealing with a woman who is not healed, the stress and pressure that you go through.
Yeah.
You know, because there's... what's it called? It's not interdependence. There's another
codependence.
Yeah, you know, so it's like if he hasn't responded to your messages,
then the world is crashing.
If he hasn't this, you know, if he's fallen asleep, it's like 56 missed calls and 10 status updates, and you don't love me, you're cheating on me. Yeah. Who's up now? Who's Barbara? Who's this? You know what I mean? Like, things just really spiral.
Yeah.
And I find that men get really stressed about it.
Yeah.
And it's funny, because when something like that happens and a woman, like, you're looking for your boyfriend or your husband, for example, you can't reach him, and you've done this whole production. The minute he calls you, you're fine.
Yeah.
But you don't realize the effects that what you've done has on him. You think that he should be fine immediately.
Yeah.
But you've sent him messages, you've bombarded him, you've posted. It's a lot of drama.
Yeah, that drama.
And I really think that women, we really need to check our drama.
Yeah.
Because it's, what are you going to say? Why are you laughing?
I think that the men, from what you are saying, they
okay,
like intelligent women. Okay, so assuming something is sport in the house and they are at work, they will not expect you to wait for them to come home to come and see what is sport. They would expect you to at least find
a solution.
Not even even if you don't have the solution, find a way to handle it until he comes back. Not for him to come and meet the 10th sport and all that. So men really want intelligent women, not a woman that will always.
I think what you're actually saying is women who take the initiative to do things.
To do things.
To be responsible for things.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if we did that, then maybe that would help. I feel like I want to open the phone lines. There are lots of messages, so we're going to go through them. Okay. But I think I'm going to open the phone lines because I really want to hear from you guys, the men that are listening. We know that you want to call us and tell us how we worry you, but you call us and tell us how we can be better.
Yes.
Tell us how we can be better. The phone lines are open, 0302-216-541. 0302-216-541. Please call us. Tell us how we can be better when it comes to your mental health. So, okay, let me go through the messages. Jonas, the chosen companion, says, the only thing men need from women are respect, sex, and food. Any woman who does 60% of these will forever think, or she will forever think her stars. That's interesting. Respect, sex.
Yeah, respect. Yeah, food. Dimension, respect.
Respect.
Yeah.
Sex.
Yeah.
Food. I feel like you can get that from anyone, though. I mean, do you have to marry somebody to get that?
They're saying if they are married, if you are their woman, these are the things they need.
Respect, sex, and food.
Yeah.
What does respect, look like?
The respect is the acknowledgement, like they said, when I come home, when I'm with you, you know, how you treat them.
The honor
you give them. Yeah, honor you give them.
Okay, interesting. First off, who in their right sense will be okay when they don't have money, especially when you have to be financially responsible? This cannot be gender specific. The feeling is the same for all. About women being the second mental health wahala, I can't relate to it, whether romantic or any other relationship. I won't allow you to stress me, no way. Off you go when you temper with my peace of mind and happiness. Sharp. And yes, I agree that your peace of mind is your responsibility. However, your partner is supposed to add up to it and not distort it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yes. Right? Yeah.
So this one is very true. It has been truthful, because if you don't take care of yourself, you the man, your personal health, like exercising, eating balanced diets and all that, it will affect you. You don't have to depend on a woman to have a peaceful mental health.
Okay. Paul says, the problem is that you won't accept your faults as women. We men too, we don't accept and understand our faults. That is how we are both wired. We shall continue to manage ourselves until Jesus Christ comes. Oh, that's funny. I think we are getting better with accepting our faults.
Yeah.
All right, let me go to the phone lines. Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Kweku. I'm calling from Tema.
Hi, Quakes. So how do we make your life better?
First of all, let me commend you ladies. I think your contributions have been top-notch. You've touched on some issues, and I think you've been very real. I'll speak for myself. You know, guys, we don't really pay attention to details. So when you are giving us information or we are chatting and you are giving us details, colors, shapes, time, distance, and how the person's facial appearance, you know, sometimes it's too much to take in, too much information. You know, we are very analytical and all that. So it becomes information overload. And for 3 hours, you have to, you know, you don't have any choice. You have to actually sit there, pay attention. And when you do those more, then you'll be brought back. Hey, wow. Are you sleeping? It's too much information overload. And you are adding it to other stuff. A job, other things and all that. So I think that is one area ladies will have to look at. You should practice some form of summary when you are conveying some of these information to us.
No, sure, are you done?
Yes, I wanted to touch on that area that you spoke about.
Okay, go ahead.
I think you spoke well. The area of sex and other things, I think you spoke very well. And so I commend you for that.
Thank you so much, Kweku. Nana is next on the line. Hi, Nana.
Hi.
Good evening.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I know.
This journey you are taking us through there, you are you.
Oh.
You don't open the phone line.
We've opened the phone lines.
Today, pay. Let's see how when you open it again.
Yes, please.
Anyway, nice conversation.
Thank
I really
you.
Like it when my brother who just left said that he wants to make it personal when he spoke about the conversation. You see, me too, the other way around. I like to communicate. It's a very big deal for me. If you are mute, I don't like it. You need to speak to me because that's only when I'll know what's going on with you. And I don't want you to give me details because it gives me a better understanding of exactly what you are going through and what you are communicating to me. You see, now the flip side. So let me give a personal experience just happened just this weekend. So madam is home, okay? I have a business to run. She's tired, doing her own thing, but the weekend she's resting. So I left home during the weekend to take care of business. And she's home the whole day now. I left home and she texted me, oh, you have to get this and that when you're coming home. And I said, oh, okay. So our neighbor, because I know you might not be certain, I gave her money to buy the things when the people come around. So actually she has bought it already. So you can just, it's just a minute walk to step out and pick it up. Guess what? Madame didn't do it. So me, I don't have any beef. Now I get home around almost 11 p.m. And the moment gate was open for me, I passed and entered the room. The first thing was, did you go and pick the thing? And I'm like, I didn't say anything. I was just quiet because I was tired already. So I was just quiet. And I just bought the time and I was like, no. And she asked, why didn't you? And I said, have you checked the time? It's almost 11 p.m. Are you saying I should go and knock the door and wake them up because of the things that I have to pick? Moreover, so I flipped it. I said, moreover, you've been the whole day. Even if I spot anything, if you just walk and pick it up. He said, no. So when I was coming, didn't I see anybody outside there? I just asked them to pick the things for me, and I didn't have it. The thing was that, see, I'm coming back from work. I'm tired as hell. First of all, I didn't even get a good evening. I didn't even get a how was your day.
Yeah.
I didn't even get, have we even eaten or not? None of that, though. But the next thing you jump on is something that you could have just walked. And I'm even telling you, see me, I'm even telling you that, oh, by now they are asleep, so you don't worry, in the next morning I'll just go and pick it up. And she's not having it. So I was just thinking that, you know, you look at her face, she's sleeping. So I was just thinking that maybe the sleep is just messing with her brain. At this rate, I'm just looking at her. I'm just saying in my mind, I think this, you have sleep written all over you. I think it's messing with your brain. That's why you're behaving like this evening. You see, read the room.
Yeah.
Read the environment.
Yeah.
It's not. I'm not expecting. You see, it's not like you're supposed to be some superhuman being. You know, because that is what I do for her. We all run businesses, you know. When she comes home and I'm the one who have the free time,
Otherwise, didn't let her do anything because I see her and I look at somebody who is tired as hell. I don't even bore her too much with talk, but we will do that. Just how was work, and I let her relax. Then it flows. It starts flowing. When I can start relaxing, or you're okay. Then it starts flowing. But when we sleep, the queen, just read the room, read the environment, what is going on, and just act according to that.
Yeah.
And you just sleep. Oh, I didn't have it. So wow. I'm just saying, okay, see, it's not about demanding too much from you. Me, my partner, I don't address her as a woman is supposed to be like this. Or no, I look at her holistically. You are a human being, just like I am. So act as such.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that we make gender specific, which is not. Mm. It's just general.
Yeah.
Everybody have it. So that is how I approach my partner. So I don't do a woman is supposed to be like this and a man is supposed to be like that. No.
Right.
So just read the room.
Read the room.
It's everything on.
Yeah,
sometimes when your partner is not in the mood, you know you can see.
Yeah.
Just and know how to go about the thing nicely. But you there.
Wow. Well, thank you so much.
It's a nice conversation. And about the sex week, I wish you people will have the conversation again.
I think next week. Next week we'll talk about sex.
See, it's very important to me because the miseducation that we imbibe in our women that today, if they have to be flexible a little, it's a problem. And the main to the miseducation that they've had, that if a woman is flexible during sex, I mean, we're saying, no, Charlie. A lot of people need to be sanitized.
We need to change
brain.
That. Yeah, yeah.
Charlie, good evening.
Thank you
it's
so
a very
much.
Nice conversation.
Thank you so much. Right. I think. Right. I mean, considering that it's men's mental health awareness, but I'd be happy to talk about sex next week because I think there's a bit of a problem
there.
Yeah. Okay, let me run through the messages quickly. Emmanuel says, "Good evening. All we need is peace of mind, respect, and sex, but not." Beijing bugging. I think he's trying to say bugging. Okay, well, it's a mindset, my love, Grace. My love, Grace, can't kill me. No woman can stress me. Not my boss or any other. I love Grace really dearly. Grace, good evening. We love you very dearly. They said whether you believe it or not, if I had not married her, I probably wouldn't have lived this long. But I can't be stretched to accept a brother. Knowing how WNN works.
WNN.
I do the very best and leave the rest. Do you guys know what WNN is? Okay, we don't know what WNN is. But Grace, K said he loves you whether you believe it or not. Oh. You better believe it. Paul says the problem is that you won't accept your faults as women. Okay, I think I've read that already. Good evening. Psychologically, a man knows exactly what to do, where to tackle a problem from when his woman smiles at him as a sign of welcoming him home from wherever. That sets the mood. Trust me, you can nag or shout on top of your voice. If he decides not to hear you or mind you, he wouldn't. Fair enough. There was something that one of my male friends said to me once. He said that sometimes when men are going to do something and you tell them to do it, like they've decided to do it, and then you tell them to do it,
they won't do it.
Then they decide not to do it anymore. So I gave him this analogy. If I am hungry and you have decided to cook, the fact that I come to the kitchen and I say, oh, babe, I'm hungry, does that mean that you won't give me the food anymore? Again. I don't get it. Sometimes we just don't understand you, but one of our listeners said we should manage. So
no,
we'll just
I think,
manage. So
I
final
think,
words, because we have 3 minutes.
3 minutes. I think, I mean, there's a lot of room for us all to grow and understand both genders. Mm-hmm. I mean, but like one of our callers said, everything a man goes through, a woman goes through it. Except for the fact that we get pregnant. But
and for the fact that sex is a need for them.
Exactly.
And
but we need to understand that the men's mental health is also something that is every day going on.
Mm.
And the same way we want them to be kind to us, we need to be kind to them as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
What a wow. That was a very short exit speech. Shortest in history, Priscilla.
I told you today, Priscilla. Is
you've done
this
well.
One.
You've done well, Priscilla.
Okay, so what I would say is the women should share the responsibilities. We shouldn't leave everything to the man to provide. We should also share, and I think that would also help in the home.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. This month is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. So we really want to focus on making our men happy. So maybe next week we'll talk about the kind of sex that keeps your man happy or your husband happy. That should be interesting.
That would be great.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
I hope I won't be on.
My name is Enima Enimado. A big thank you to everyone, especially.